Once we were into the trees, Edward slung me over his back without breaking stride. I gripped as tightly as possible as he took off, the others close on his heels. I kept my head down, but my eyes, wide with fright, wouldn't close. They plunged through the now black forest like wraiths. The sense of exhilaration that usually seemed to possess Edward as he ran was completely absent, replaced by a fury that consumed him and drove him still faster. Even with me on his back, the others trailed behind. We reached the jeep in an impossibly short time, and Edward barely slowed as he flung me in the back seat. "Strap her in," he ordered Emmett, who slid in beside me. Alice was already in the front seat, and Edward was starting the engine. It roared to life, and we swerved backwards, spinning around to face the winding road. Edward was growling something too fast for me to understand, but it sounded a lot like a string of profanities. The jolting trip was much worse this time, and the darkness only made it more frightening. Emmett and Alice both glared out the side windows. We hit the main road, and though our speed increased, I could see much better where we were going. We were headed south, away from Forks. "Where are we going?" I asked. No one answered. No one even looked at me.